I'm Kevin Keith. Jamie Blacker in the studio, along with Melissa Miller. And on the phone, we have Scott Haynes.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're very good, very good. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about Sunday afternoon. We've been talking about this a couple weeks now and last week on Inside the Huddle. But this is coming up just 2 days from now, so getting pretty excited about this.
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty cool to be able to do this first annual kind of spring football cookout, call out for the youth, and give the community an opportunity to meet the new coaching staff. And, you know, we want all the families, grandparents, friends, everybody to come. If you have any questions about football and, you know, you're maybe thinking about letting a kid play football or whatever, but you want to talk to us, we're going to be there to answer any kind of questions and just let everybody get to know the new high school staff out there.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Jamie.
Hey, my first question is, I want to know what kind of mood you're in. Did you pay the diesel fuel bill this Friday or next Friday?
Well, I hope everybody could afford gas to get out there this Sunday night. But, yeah, it's a challenge for everybody right now.
I just had to throw that in. I knew you'd appreciate that. Hey, something else I think is going to be new this year, and you're not necessarily signing them up, but this week is kindergarten and first grade flag football, which will be new this year at Clinton Prairie. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. The youth football has decided, you know, let's open this up to the kindergartners and first graders and, you know, try some flag football and just kind of get them acclimated to what we do and, you know, just get them out there running around, give them another option besides going or, you know, for soccer or t-ball or whatever. But we, you know, we want to get them interested in the football and teaching them the right way at a young age.
Kevin gives me more credit about being involved with this program than what I really am, but I don't know about some of the details anymore. But for I'm guessing here from K in first grade for flag football, and then second through fifth, since Clinton Prairie Youth Football is not directly an organization through the school, it's just a thing that's allowed to happen there, and you guys have your own insurance and all that different, you know, that goes with that. Kids do not have to be a student at Clinton Prairie to participate in this, correct? Has that changed?
In our youth football through fifth grade, we took the sixth grade now, and we're kind of incorporating them with our junior high. But kindergarten through fifth grade, we can have any kids in the county or area. Or we've had Lafayette kids come and be a part of it before.
And so, you've had some Rossville kids the last few years that wanted to come over because they don't have football and try it out.
Absolutely.
I think that's kind of cool. You've got some homeschooled kids that get to participate in an activity, and then
great.
There for a while, Frankfort was struggling, you know, putting a program together, and they're back. But there were some Frankfort kids coming out there. So
no, absolutely, we've had them from pretty much all the schools in the county over the years, which is great. You know, we want to bring them out and teach about what we do, and we're glad to have them all. Could I thank our sponsors real quick here, Jamie?
Sure,
Kevin. Yeah,
sure.
We you know, this stuff wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, but for Sunday night, we had Shoops. They've always been good. They kicked in our pork burgers. Frito-Lay is always amazing about getting us potato chips. Colfax Lions Club, Bryson Haynes Memorial Dirt Drag Fund, has been a big supporter of youth sports out there at Prairie. Does a lot of good stuff for us too. So this stuff wouldn't be possible without these, and the, you know, the CPYF, the Clinton Prairie Youth Football Organization, like you said, that we started the not-for-profit years ago. They're huge supporters of our, you know, of our high school program too. So wouldn't be possible without these great people.
And then the administration and staff at Clinton Prairie, I might throw
in there. Absolutely.
Brian Eaton.
Absolutely.
They work great. I mean,
yep.
We got to use their facilities for a lot of this stuff, but
yep,
it's
for sure.
It works out pretty nice.
Absolutely.
You want to give the first impression of Coach Slicker? Kevin, I hope you heard it before the break. You know, that interview that day we ran on Inside the Huddle, I think, I'm really excited to watch him go. And, you know, I talked to my senior at home last night who's not going to be a part of the team next year, and he said he'd talk to you the other day, and he's like, you know, Dad, he said, I think they're headed in a really good direction.
Mm-hmm.
You want
to? Yeah, I actually did talk to your son a little bit, and, you know, we were talking about stuff. But Coach Slicker is very, very organized. He has a plan. I mean, I see it already. We're working hard to get ready for this upcoming season already, and he's been around some great programs, great people. Like I say, he has a very good knowledge of the game. He was a an all-state quarterback at Northmont himself. You know, he was a heck of a football and baseball player. But he just he really brings he's really bringing a some really good stuff to the program. Our other, you know, new guys we talked about too the other day, Coach Craig, he's going to run our offense. He's been McCutcheon's offensive coordinator for 4 years. Young, energetic, just very, very good stuff meshing with our guys that have already been around, and they, you know, decided to keep some of us old guys around too. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
And you might even elaborate on Coach Slicker's brother, BJ. He's the offensive coordinator at Westfield, and I believe he played pro baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, he played in the minors. They've won a couple state championships down there at Westfield with him being their offensive coordinator. I was talking to some guys from around here the other day, and they said they remember playing ball against his brother BJ, and you know, some of those balls he was hitting pretty much left the county when he hit them. And I think Coach Kurt was probably about the same way, from what I hear. So, pretty good athletes, good athletic background. So.
Can you go over the timeline Sunday night real quick here?
Yeah, real quick. We'll, the second and third graders that are wanting to play, we'd like to get them out there about four, get them signed up. You know, get their equipment fitted for them. 5 o'clock, fourth and fifth graders do the same, run them through the same thing, get them checked out good with their helmets and their equipment, get that done. We'd like them, like say, then to just stick around, because a little before 6 o'clock, we'll get together in the football stands there, if the weather permitting, and, you know, we'll eat some good food and hear Coach Slicker talk about his views and ideas for the program here. So,
and if it's not raining tomorrow, you guys will be at Colfax at the Lions Club Park for Colfax and Mulberry's Clint Prairie Youth Baseball Softball League opening day.
Yeah,
signing kids up as well.
Well, that's tomorrow.
And like I say, if the weather, if it's a hurricane out there, like the wind tends to do around here, sometimes we'll go inside to the field house on Sunday if we need to. So there's plans for that, but it looks like it's not going to be too bad by evening time there. So,
and I'm not sure if
it'll be outside.
Flyer says there are costs involved in this, but it's not tremendously too bad, and they always can work with people if that's an issue.
Yes, absolutely. They'll let you know all that tomorrow, and yeah, absolutely, we're not going to turn a kid away. We know, you know, money's tight nowadays, and we'll
there's,
that's what our wonderful
sponsors
help with.
There's always people donating money
in
different organizations to make sure that
that's
every kid
awesome.
Has a chance.
Don't let that stop you, right?
Go ahead,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't let that stop you from bringing your kids or having them sign up. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll never turn a kid away, and, you know, there is a lot of cost involved in this. Everything's going through the roof, obviously, with equipment and insurance and everything. So we do charge a little bit of fee to help offset this, and then we work, you know, these guys work hard to get sponsors too, that if you're interested in sponsoring, you know, we'll get a banner made up, we display your banner at all the home games, and you know, come and help these kids out. So
hey, Scott, you had mentioned earlier on if there was someone who was maybe on the fence, who had some reservations about letting their kids play, whether it was safety issues or time. I noticed that one of the things under the agenda is player safety. So what would you say to those parents who may have reservations about the safety aspect of getting out there and, you know, tackling, letting their kids tackle each other?
Well, the big thing, you know, the talk for quite a while now has been concussions, and I can't really, you know, I've been a part of this football for a long time with this program, and I only remember, you know, just a few over the years maybe, and we have a great trainer out there, everybody's been able to bounce back real quickly, but, you know, we're teaching the proper way to tackle. We all have to take classes online to learn that, you know, the proper ways that everybody's wanting to do it now. And
you guys are all certified through USA Football, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, we are. So, and that stuff. Like say, come out and hear what we have to say and ask questions, and we'll answer anything you have. But we really do keep these kids safe, and that's top priority for us.
And we talked a little bit about it on the interview with Coach Slicker. The second, third graders, there's not a tremendous amount of big hitting going on out there.
Yeah,
I think
that's
it's
a lot
of love tapping at that age. I mean, it's a struggle for them to, with the helmet and the shoulder pads and, you know, just that's a lot of weight
to get around.
Yeah.
And
if a kid's really outstanding or an all-star, they usually bump him up. You know, they're just not going to let him out there.
Or at that age, you know, it's all about the kids are trying to run to the outside. You get a fast kid, and, you know, he's outside. And
he's all world.
He's gone, yeah.
So that's the way it goes. You can put a lot of points up. But, it's, like I say, it's so cool. I've coached that age group many different times, and it's just so much fun teaching those kids and watching them grow. You know, I've got kids that I've coached way back when that are obviously all the way through school now and gone, but it's so much fun for me to see their growth and the good young men that they turn into. So.
I touched on it before you came on, Scott. I think people are wondering, well, why are they doing this in May? Well, you guys are starting youth football practice in July, going to be playing games the 1st of August when the kids go back. All the way through 1st of October is the season. So it's just you got to get it done now and get organized, and that's the push to get this going besides just
Absolutely.
Meeting the coaches.
With this new league, you know, that we do play in, they're starting practice right after the 4th of July because those games will start, you know, right when they get back to school the beginning of August playing in that bigger league that we're in now, you know, with Tri-West and Danville and Weibo and Lebanon and those schools, they get going early and get it rolling. So,
all right. Well, thanks for calling in this morning, Scott, and making yourself available. And thanks to your commitment to Prairie Athletics and other athletics throughout the county.
And Bailey Trucking.
Bailey Trucking, big sponsor here. Yep.
They're a big supporter of a lot of things throughout the community. Thank you, Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey Trucking has a great owner here. We work for a great lady, and she's let us do a lot and give back to the community, so it's pretty amazing, pretty good deal. So thanks for having me on too, guys. I appreciate it.